The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yeah, it gives me great pleasure to welcome to studio Jennifer Zamparelli for the Thursday interview this week. Jennifer, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
How's the training going for the mini marathon?
Don't. Oh my God. I don't know what I've got myself in for. I've signed up for the mini marathon and I'm not a runner. I know you are.
I do a little bit.
I think you're being modest there.
Yeah.
But this is a mini marathon. So it's only 10K, but I've ran 5K maybe in the last week, which is the furthest I've done. But I was on Dancing with the Stars on Sunday. I said to one of my producers, I said, I ran 5K in 25 minutes. I'm not really a runner. And she was like, you're amazing.
Yeah, that's quick.
That's pretty good. It wasn't 25 minutes because I was in the gym and I was on the treadmill. It was actually 35 minutes. I got the time wrong. So I had to text her because I didn't want to be insincere and a liar, basically.
And how did she react to 35 minutes?
I said, listen, it's not 25. I'm going to be honest with you. It's actually 35. And she was very positive and encouraging. And she said, well, that's still pretty good. She goes, keep working at it.
Yeah.
And I'll race you on the June bank holiday.
And what's the issue? Do you not enjoy it?
No,
I
hate it.
You've got gammy knees?
I have a gammy knee.
Right.
I have the gammy knee. I have old lady knees. And I find it incredibly boring.
Really?
Unbelievably boring. So I started listening to a lot of podcasts, obviously. And now I just keep fighting with my husband because I'm listening to like Diary of a CEO and listening to these relationship podcasts and going back to my husband. Like, we're doing everything wrong.
I hate the Diary of a CEO.
Do you?
Yeah, I just find it, you know what? It's this whole kind of genre of the cult of the CEO.
Yeah.
You know, that there's some kind of magic that they all have.
And he does have very conflicting opinions on it. And I think he's doing that for a reason, to get people talking. But some I like to dip in and out, and some I enjoy more than others. But to be honest with you, I've never really listened to a lot of podcasts before because I'm never in the car that long. That's what I put it down to. And when if I was taking the dog for a walk or walking out in the open, I like silence.
Do you?
Yeah.
Like as opposed to what's at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're doing this for Cool Mind.
I'm doing it for Cool Mind Therapeutic Community.
Yeah.
Because they have a few places around the country. And I was just kind of blown away when I went to see them. I was off radio since in the last 6 months, and I had time to go out and visit. And they asked me to go out and visit so many times, and I never really had the opportunity. So I went out and I visited Ashley House, and it is a centre for women seeking recovery. But the beauty about this place is they can bring their children, which I thought was fascinating because I suppose a lot of women in addiction who are seeking recovery would be put off to, you know, go into a recovery unit because it's minimum 5 months, let's say. A, because maybe their children would be taken away from them. There's a stigma there. And, you know, I know if I was seeking recovery, I wouldn't want to leave my kids. I would find that so difficult. But this place, the only place in Ireland, has a creche facility, has these places where the women, they have breakfast with their kids. They go off and do all their therapy sessions. Their kids are minded by this amazing creche. And then they feed them in the night and go to bed with them at nighttime. Yeah. And it was heartbreaking and inspiring all at the same time. But what really got me is they allowed me, I can't believe, it was quite amazing to sit in a therapy session, so to speak,
where
there were six women talking about their stories, telling me about their experiences, where they've come from, how they got into Cool Mind. And there was such relief in a way in their voices that there was hope. There was definitely hope. Yeah. They're like, oh, you know, I was dying to get into this place, but I had to be clean for a certain amount of time. And I see that there's light now. I see that, you know, there is another way to live. And hopefully I can do that after being here for whatever amount of time they're going to be there for.
What surprised you most in the stories they told?
Well, it wasn't surprising that a lot of their addiction stemmed from some kind of trauma.
Yeah.
That wasn't surprising. The surprising thing was, I suppose, and what kind of impressed me, which I thought would probably be the most difficult thing to do as an addict, would be you have to be clean for a certain period of time
and
do that on your own before you can even get into a place like this.
Yeah.
You know? And I thought, God, that must be the hardest step. I mean, picking up the phone and saying you need help and all that probably isn't the hardest part for them. It's then going, God, I need to give urine samples that have to be clean for a certain amount of time yeah. to get into a place like that. And they have to do that on their own, you know, with no support. I was actually quite surprised. I was like, I kept saying to them, God, it's very clean in here and it's lovely and it's gorgeous. And they're like, yeah, but that's all part of what they do. They go in, they all have a job, they all take care of it. And it was just a lovely, lovely environment. And all the people that work there and take the therapy sessions and the talks, and they've all been ex-residents.
Yeah, okay.
So they've had lived experience, so to speak.
Yeah, it's amazing how many people, and even on this show that we talk to, who've been through it, and it ultimately does define their whole life, because so many of them go back into working in therapy or social services.
And probably keeps them on the right track as well by consistently talking about it and helping other people to do it. And I thought, well, if these women can make that kind of a sacrifice, I can do 10K.
Yeah. Even with your gammy knee.
Even with the gammy knee, you know, we can get through it.
So I'd imagine someone like yourself gets approached like by a lot of different groups asking you to maybe get involved or be an ambassador. So what was it about Cool Mine more than others?
It was a very persistent woman.
Okay, right. Okay. They dogged you into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And I suppose you can go out when you go out and see these places. I mean, there's so many worthy charities. We know that. But there was something about this. And there was something about meeting these women, a lot of women who I could see myself in, and I could have easily gone down the road that they went down. I thought, you know, there is another way. There is another chance. And, you know, addiction, the stats for what they were saying in Cool Mine House is like they have like a 35% increase in a demand in the last 12 months. Like, it's not, like, it's a growing problem, and they've loads of people on the waiting list. And I suppose meeting the women face to face, they were just so normal and lovely, and it could have been any of my friends or me or any woman I know. It just kind of struck a chord, I suppose.
Yeah. You know? Do you miss the radio?
Yeah, any jobs going?
There's always a job going in here. If you stand around long enough, someone will leave. Yeah, exactly.
I miss it terribly.
Do you? Yeah.
Yeah, I miss it terribly.
What do you miss about it?
I'm actually meeting all my team at 6 o'clock in the boozer today.
Oh, wow.
Because I miss
that's
it
what
so
you,
much.
That's what you miss.
I miss the chats. I miss the therapy sessions for myself before I went on air. And I miss the crack. And I miss just talking to the listener. An awful lot. I don't miss talking to boring actors who have nothing to say. Do you know what I mean? You know those ones?
They are. And there's a real pressure to get the Instagrammable moment. You know what I mean? Some people are brilliant at it.
Yeah, so good.
You know,
good.
You just go a few metres north of where we are. Like Dave Moore.
Good.
Dave is brilliant, actually.
Master.
He's just so good at it. I watch these things because sometimes I end up interviewing the same people and it's so boring.
He is so good at what he does.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of Dave. So it's nice not to have to go up against.
But sometimes I kind of dread it when they say, you know,
we have this actor coming in.
Oh, God.
He's been in this. I'm like, who? Oh, okay. And they're just coming in to talk about their art. I'm like, oh, God, that's going to be
And sometimes
really
because they've had exciting roles, you think, people imagine they have an exciting life, and actually they're not. They're just kind of boring.
Yeah, they're just kind of boring.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah. But, I mean, I suppose talking about the real stuff, like we did sex therapy on a Thursday, which my dad didn't enjoy, weirdly. But
strange
I
one, yeah.
didn't like listen to that one. But we'd have these great conversations, and people were like, I can't believe you're doing this. And I'm like, yeah, why not? And it was great. And I loved the conversations we had, and I missed the crew, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm meeting them all today. But it's hopefully something I'll go back to. But there was just time for me to just be at home for a little bit. And like, I'm not doing nothing. Like, I own a salon. I'm doing Dancing with the Stars. I have other things doing, you know, but I just didn't want to be doing everything at the same time.
Yeah. And then because you left then at the same, like, there was this exodus, as they were calling it in the paper. Yeah. And then all the speculation was, they're all leaving because they're making so much money on the side. And they don't want RTE to know about it. They don't have to declare it.
Yeah, well, it was really weird because it was really coincidental. I do think all our contracts are probably coming up you know, yeah. to an end at some around the same time. And Shardeen only took an extended holiday, so she's going back.
Oh yeah, she found out that they couldn't put all of that stuff in the conflict of interest report, so she was straight back in the door.
Back in the door. Lots of radio left in that one.
Yeah.
You know, it was coming up to 10 years and to be honest with you, my dad was unwell at the time and I was just feeling I was being pulled from every angle and my husband was getting really busy in what he does.
Mm.
And we're very much a team, I suppose. And when he was at home with the baby, I went in after 6 weeks maternity leave, went in and did a breakfast show. You know what I mean? And
yeah. He
took the reins then. And now it's my turn for a little bit. Is it going to be forever? No, but it is for now.
Yeah. You know? And back to 2FM.
I don't ever really go backwards.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if 2FM would be for me in the future.
Because you're going to say it would be there in the future.
Well, who knows? Who knows? I have a lot of respect for Dan Healy. He gave me my break in radio after I gave him a lot of persistent phone calls. But no, I think there might be something else. Who knows?
Okay.
Do you fancy doing a two-hander?
Yeah, why not?
We'll just interview boring actors all day.
Yeah, we'll do them one after another.
And watch your ratings plummet.
Yeah, people can text in, they can rate her to decide who's done a better job. Who's got the most Instagrammable moment
Amazing.
From this boring actor?
Amazing. Yeah, that's the hard part of it as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now we have all that to contend with and think of, and I just couldn't be arsed, so.
You know, sorry, we know all that to contend with, the Instagrammable stuff and the feedback. So with Dancing with the Stars, how much pressure do you feel every week in terms of your performance? Because we always talk about the performance of the celebs, as
yeah.
it were. You know, and we've had a lot of them in over the last few weeks talking about their schedule. But yourself and Darren, for example, like, how much pressure do you feel?
Unfortunately, we feel a lot of pressure to look a certain way.
Yeah.
And that just comes with the territory. And the older I get, probably the more pressure I feel a little bit in a certain way. And I try not to let it get to me, but like, we'll sit in a script rehearsal with Fiona Looney. He writes a script and we'll rehearse and we'll do all these things. And, you know, the only thing that's written about us is what we're wearing, you know, and it's just the nature of the beast, I suppose. And I do enjoy it to a certain point. But I just love doing that show so much. And I do. I just love the live element.
Yeah.
There's no other show like it in Ireland that's so glitz and glamorous and show busy, you know?
Yeah.
So I just really love it. And I really, as cliche, and nobody wants to hear this, none of your listeners want to hear this, but I really love the crew and Shin Will.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's a really enjoyable set to be on. And that's why we can't get rid of the contestants. Even I go out and I do a little bit before we go live and I chat to them.
Yeah.
The audience. And there's always ex-contestants there.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. Come on now.
What are you doing here?
Like, give it's it
Stockholm
up. Like,
syndrome.
Lottie Ryan,
yeah.
Just let it go. Let it go. We know you won. We all know you have the glitter ball. Like, you'll always see them dotted around the end. They just can't let go.
Yeah.
And they get so, you know, they hate leaving. They hate leaving the show. Because it's great crack.
Is there a time of year you begin to feel the pressure? Say in terms of, you know, that it's coming.
November, I'm in the gym.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in the gym November. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I...
Do you fixate on negative comments?
See, I'm not on Twitter. I left Twitter a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And I definitely don't do Facebook. And anything that I get on Instagram, it kind of washes over me a little bit.
Yeah. Well, that's a good approach.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to be because it's just, it's a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a lot of eyeballs on you. And therefore, I suppose, good and bad comments, you get even more of that.
Yeah.
But you try not to fixate on it and just get on with it.
I was going to ask what you're going to wear during the mini marathon, but now I feel it's inappropriate.
Yeah, I don't know. I might do it in heels. Oh, do you hear about these runners with the copper in them?
No, like these are more, not the magic shoes, like the Nike ones and everything.
No.
No, there's copper.
there's copper and it's supposed to be very good for the pressure. And my trainer said you'll basically just hop along.
Oh, really? You should buy the magic shoes though as well.
Okay. This is costing me a lot of money, this marathon, I have to say. All the gear I'm getting.
That's the only reason people do it.
Do
not notice it, like the amount of money they spend on gear.
Yeah, I'll be looking forward to the pint when I finish.
Yeah. When is it on?
It is the June bank holiday. So come and join me. Sign up. Get onto Cool Mind House, Cool Mind Therapy community. You can sign up. You do have to sign up for the marathon separately. You can come and jog and chat with me because I presume I'm going to be jogging and not running.
Yeah. You say that now. Those copper shoes.
No, I'll be fine. Those coppery shoes. Please God.
Listen, it's been a real pleasure, Jennifer. Thanks
a million
for coming in.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.